So, you ever pay for something in cryptocurrency? Yeah, me neither. I have not. I don't know that much about it. I'm trying to learn. Mary, you ever pay for anything with cryptocurrency?
No, and I don't even know how.
No, exactly. I have so many what, how?
It's enough
so many questions.
Dealing with Venmo and PayPal and all the other ones. I mean, how many are there now?
I can't keep track. I honestly can't. I mean, some of them, I'm like, really? That's really a crypto? I don't know. And so this is stuff we're learning more and more about all the time. But this is interesting because State Rep. Margaret Croak is joining us. She's out front on all this with the new bill that I think would change the way cryptocurrency is handled here in Illinois. I'll let her tell us about it because, again, I don't understand that much about it at all, State Rep. Margaret Croak, but maybe you can explain. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So what is this? This is a bill you've introduced. Would it allow us to use cryptocurrency more, or what does it do?
No, so this is a bill that creates basically a banking institution license for businesses that want to or deal in cryptocurrency. So what this does is it creates a charter, a special purpose trust is what it's specifically called. And so businesses that deal in cryptocurrency right now really don't have any financial institution to bank with. I compare it a lot for people when we're talking about cannabis banking, how you have a legal industry in Illinois. However, they don't have access to their traditional banking or financial institutions. Crypto is very similar in that way. So we have legal businesses that deal in crypto, and they don't have a banking institution. So this will allow for them to be able to bank in the state of Illinois with a financial institution.
So would you, in a perfect world, would you see all the big banks join forces and sign on? Are they backing you with this, the major banks, or what's that outlook look like?
Yeah, so the Illinois Bankers Association and the community bankers are proponents of this because existing financial institutions that are chartered with the state of Illinois will be able to apply to be a charter or a digital asset carrier, deposit, a trust company. So you can have a de novo, which is a brand new financial institution that can apply for a charter in the state of Illinois, or existing financial institutions can take advantage of it.
I'm seeing that the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce is on board. You've got some big backers already. It does seem. Did you pass already, or one area? Or where is it right now in terms of legislation?
Yeah, it passed out of the House unanimously, which is very exciting. And so now it's in the Senate with the Senate sponsor, who is Senator Bill Cunningham, who's the president pro tem. So he, fingers crossed, he takes it over the finish line, and then it hits the governor's desk.
So how did you get so involved with cryptocurrency? Is this something that you've studied a lot, or you're very interested in, or just you decided this was something we needed to do?
Yeah, I mean, I got into cryptocurrency probably just in the past year or so. But what I loved about crypto in general was just the elimination of friction that our traditional financial institutions and our traditional like fiat currency or U.S. dollar can cause. So things like transaction fees are eliminated under cryptocurrency because it's a peer-to-peer network. I loved the idea of transparency, which is, you see all the transactions are available for viewing on a publicly available blockchain. When I think about some of the international possibilities with being able to send money back and forth without any type of predatory fees on that, it got me really excited. I just think there's a point where there's a lot of equity in cryptocurrency, and there are a lot of applications that can be used for.
It's so fascinating to me because I know that it started out, didn't it, cryptocurrency, there were a lot of sort of seedy underworld reasons for people not wanting to track their money. They didn't want to go through the official banking system. But the things you point out are such positives. It's sort of come into maybe a new light now, a new era.
For sure. And I would say that crypto, if you're talking about Bitcoin or any of those cryptocurrencies, it's more transparent because you think about what we can do with cash and how, you can't trace cash. Like we talk about like some of the criminal activity or some of the things that maybe was initially used for crypto is very easily determined and very early on that was not a good use of cryptocurrency because you were able to track the transactions. Meanwhile, our U.S. dollar, if you pay in cash, you pay and that's the end of the paper trail.
So do you envision, like, in the very near future, we'd be able to kind of walk around and use cryptocurrency just for in our daily lives, that all of us would be using this? Or you just want to make sure it's available? Like, what's sort of the vision there?
Yeah, I think that's right. I want to make sure that if you're doing any type of business in the state of Illinois, right, you should be able to access like a banking institution, especially if, you know, it's a legal business, you should be able to do that. I don't see us doing kind of the day-to-day transactions just because of the capacity of how many transactions can occur on the blockchain at one time. I do see, though, I compare Bitcoin and some other cryptos to like gold. It's a store of value. It's where people are putting their money because they feel like it's a better investment, or it's not as susceptible to something like inflation. Even though I know we kind of consider crypto to be unstable or risky, we're finding that it can be just a really good place to kind of put some of your investments and your wealth. So I see us using it in that way versus kind of like going to Starbucks.
Interesting. I just, you know, you have seen some of the major institutions get involved, some of the big banks get involved in it in some way. You know, they're starting the bank founded by Alexander Hamilton is actually, you know, is investing in cryptocurrency now, which says something. It's obviously being accepted as more mainstream. And I'm just so fascinated by where it's all going to go. I don't know. You know, hey, you mentioned cannabis, and then that they can't really bank through the general banking system. How are they handling that? All the dispensaries now, what's the update?
I know that they're working on figuring out how to do banking with cannabis businesses. And, you know, it's one of those things, this is the same with crypto, where the state always seems to need to take the lead and then the federal government hopefully follows. It's, you know, we're kind of trying to set the standard of, you know, eventually cannabis is going to be, I believe, legal, you know, in the entire country. So let's kind of get everyone up to speed. I know that the Department of Banking at IBFPR, our Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation, is working very closely on something around cannabis banking. So I'll look forward to seeing some updates on that.
Yeah, we will too. Can I ask you about a couple of things you're involved in with Representative Croak? I saw that the Lakeshore, like, there's a group that's concerned about the lakefront and the lake in general. Yeah. And Cam Buckner, I think, is leading that sort of thing. But they're kind of, I don't know, there's some things you're looking at, erosion and flooding and a lot of issues that affect so many of us. Anything you can tell us about there?
I know that Cam approached us about, you know, a week ago to see if the Lakeshore legislators wanted to get involved, and I jumped at the opportunity to figure out some solutions, because my district is basically just Lakeshore. I have all those condo buildings as you're driving down Lakeshore Drive, and that's the biggest threat to my homeowners and our condo owners, is this idea of you're going to have some massive flooding, you have infrastructure damage, and it's something that for a while you could ignore, and then slowly but surely we've seen what the rising water levels can do to just the immediate infrastructure next to the lake, and it's only going to be a matter of time until it starts hitting people's homes. So I know that both Cam and I are really, we're determined to figure out if there's a way that we can solve this problem, whether that's, you know, working with the Water Reclamation District, and Who can we bring in to start having those conversations?
Who can forget those images of part of that shoreline, probably right there in your district, that were eroded entirely all the way up to like the front door practically of people's homes there, right?
Exactly.
It's
scary.
It is pretty scary to see what's going on there. Oh, finally, before I let you go, I do want to ask you, there's a new, I hadn't heard of this before, the Mama Caucus. This is a new group of folks. There's some kind of event tonight too. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, so we've got a town hall actually on Saturday, and it's all over my Facebook page, Representative Margaret Croak, if anyone wants to jump on it. But I had my son on the campaign trail, so I was 8 months pregnant when I decided to run for office. Wow. And there's a reason you don't see a lot of young moms in these positions as elected officials, and we're trying to figure out. One, it's going to be a good group conversation of just identifying the issues and the barriers for women, not just getting into elected office, but just kind of the, your daily life, of the barriers that you endure because you are a mom, and trying to see if there's a way that we can start instituting some policy and some changes around around those issues. I'm really excited about it. I mean, the group of women that I've been working with on this, it's bipartisan. They've been amazing, and they've been a great support system for me.
Yeah, I believe it. So you still chose to do it, even though you knew that you were pretty going in on it. I mean, that I bet you could write a book about what happened there behind the scenes, the stuff people didn't see. But, wow.
Oh, yeah. You know, 6 days in, I'm at an endorsement interview for IFP. My hair is wet. I have no makeup on. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry. My baby, he's in the lobby. I got here on time. Now let's talk education policy.
Right. Let's switch it over, and here we go. Right. I mean, it's just, and I'm sure the sleep level that you were experiencing at that time was also pretty, pretty challenging. That's for a new mom. But hey, you're there, and that you're speaking from your experience. So that's a pretty cool thing you're doing. That's Saturday. We can go to your Facebook page, you said, right, Representative Crook?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just head there.
Yeah,
what is it one more time?
Facebook page. Yeah, it's just State Representative Margaret Croak. And then there is, I'm sure if you Google Mama's Caucus Illinois, we have a website up that you can register for the town hall on Saturday as well.
All right, very cool. Well, it's good talking with you and learning about a lot of the things you're involved with. I hope you check back in with us again on another day.
Yeah, thank you so much again for having me.